thankful for our church and the power of God that resides in this church today. And we ask that you just lift us up for a few minutes of time while we pray. It's amazing at the house, Becky and I this morning were going through the song, and I was not experiencing any throat or conditions, and then we get to church and the throat is just like it's locked up. Some of that people would blame on the weather, the things that's going on, humidity and everything. But I believe it's just Satan trying to get the victory over us. And I encourage our singers and others, when God puts something on your heart, stay with it. Struggle through it if you have to, because God wants to get the glory out of it today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, go with us if you would. Today, starting at verse 17 down through verse 19. 17 verse reads like this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And stop reading there with that 19th verse. Today, bringing to you a message while you pray, entitled, The Old and the New. The Old and the New. As Paul was talking here and to the church at Corinth, telling us today that if we are in Christ, we are a brand new creature. Brand new. And as we travel on this journey, that it never gets old being a born-again child of God. The old man has passed away, and a new man has come forth out of the work, not that you did or I did or the preacher or the church, but the work that Jesus Christ did with us, in us, to reconcile us to God. That word reconcile means to bring to fullness or bring together. And we could not get to God, but praise the Lord, Jesus was the one who reconciled us back to the Father. For we once was under the Father's protective hands, but because of sin, we separated ourselves out and we became a different person. Sin made us into a person that needed to be saved, needed to be born again, and the only one that could do it was Jesus Christ himself. I believe it with all my heart and will preach it until he takes me out of this world. Nothing but the blood of Jesus washed away our sins and made us a fit subject for the kingdom of God. You see, once we received salvation, we became a new creature. We became a different person. We became a new person, as Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. We became a person totally different than the one we was before. Spiritually. And I say spiritually because there are a lot of good people that are lost today. A lot of good people that would give you anything they could to help you. The only thing lacking in their life is they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. He made us new. The old man dies and a new man is born. How many of you remember that birth in your life today? The Murray's, Chris used to sing a song for us here at the church many years ago that said, I had a birth I can't remember and one I can't forget. When that old man died, that new man came forth to walk in a newness of life. And as he says over in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 17th verse, that when we became this new person, that we became of one spirit with God. God doesn't have multiple spirits. God has one spirit. In this world, there are many spirits, but God has one spirit. And we became one. How do we know that we passed from death unto life? And people say, because we love the brethren. But I say it even more important is that because we have the Spirit of God that dwells in us. And we are one spirit with God. When God lays something upon your heart, you know about it. Has God talked to anybody this week? And let that spirit pass by your way. See, the old man never had that kind of interaction. The new man, because we have that same spirit. In fact, the scripture says the same spirit that raised up Jesus one day is going to raise us up also and take us to that place that he's prepared for us. If we have this same spirit, how do I know if I'm in Christ? And the scripture is very clear about this. You know it because you received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. How many of us today can go back to the day? Maybe not the exact time. Maybe not even the date on the calendar is right. But how many of us can go back to the day that Jesus came in and the old man died and a new man was born? A new woman was born to walk with the Lord and have a life like you never imagined it before. I have to say one more time, the Christian life is the best life that there is. I would not want to go through this world not knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. But thanks be to God, the old man died and a new one was born, and I've never had to worry about losing that part that God put down on the inside of me. I couldn't lose it if I tried. Yesterday, I lost a set of keys to the car, and Becky and I looked the whole house over and could not find that set of keys. I lose things. Anybody else lose things? But there's one thing about it. I cannot and I will not lose what God has put down on the inside, because I'm not the one that's responsible for keeping it and watching over it. Jesus or God said in his word that once we become this new man, God puts a hedge round about us, that which is on the inside cannot get out. And that which is on the outside cannot get in. When I leave here, can I preach this morning? When I leave here, I'm not taking anything with me. But yet when I get there with a glorified body, there'll be something there that was with me on this side of the grave. And you ask, what is that? It's that new man that's down on the inside. It's going home before I get to go home. Some of you didn't get that. The Spirit of God leads us and it goes back to God. They'll bury the body in the ground. But have you heard? One day there's going to be a groundbreaking experience where the graves are going to burst open and glorified bodies are going to get up out of the ground, and they'll be reunited with that spirit that God put down, and we will go to a place. It's not a bunch of floating spirits over there, but there's people walking on the hills of glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We'll have those that outstripped us and went on, but one day we shall see them again. Scripture says that we shall be known as we are known. We won't have any remembrance of this world and all the pain and sorrow we went through, but we will know our brothers, we will know our sisters, and we will know the one who made it possible that we had this new birth. You see, we are a new creation. When I got up from the altar, I looked the same as I did when I went down. But there was something different that took part, a transformation that took place when I was on the altar. How many of you remember? You went down a sinner with such a heavy burden, but when you prayed that prayer, hallelujah, God came upon the scene. that old man died there on the altar, and God put in a brand new heart of flesh into that body in which you live in, and a new person was resurrected to come out from the prayer and get up and walk in a brand new life that only God could give to us. You cannot stop the things of the old man. You cannot do it. People that have tried to stop drinking can't stop drinking. People that have tried to stop using drugs cannot stop using drugs. People that knew that they was hell bound and could not stop and do anything about it. But on the third day, there was a man that got up from the grave, and he is able to take away the vilest of sin that you have and to put it away from you to where you won't want to be what the old man used to be. I am proud today of what Jesus Christ has done in my life. Am I perfect? No, but there is a perfect part in there, and every fallacy I have, every problem I have, I know who I can take it to. Is God working on anybody else today? He has been working on me since I got saved. And if I live another 30 or 40 years, he'll still be working on me. But Brother Evan, there's one thing for certain. When I get to heaven, there'll be no more work to be done, because I'll be perfect in that land that is perfect itself. You see, that word new in the Greek means unused, unworn, unprecedented, afresh, of a new kind. When we have this new creature, we are brand new. Nothing is used. I said this many years ago to a person, not knowing, I thought they was a part of family of God. One of our grandkids was little, and he or she, and you would talk to them, or you would watch them while they were sleeping, and they would just smile. Anybody else just seen a newborn baby just smile real big? And I was talking about that, and this woman made this comment that that's that recycled spirit from when they was here before. And I said, oh, Lord, God does not recycle spirits. No. He's got enough to go around to all of us. When he born us again, we became a new creature. Brand spanking new. Which put us in perfect standing with God. Well, some of y'all did not hear that. When we had this new birth, it put us in perfect standing before God. Before, we was outsiders looking in. We was against God, against the church. But when we had that new birth, you know what it did down on the inside? It gave us to where, but now when God looks at us, he doesn't see us as we are, but he sees the precious blood of Jesus Christ that washed away every one of our sins. If you was to ask God in heaven to bring up all the charges against Roger Grammer, he would open the book up, and you know what he would say? I find no fault today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I find no fault, because it's been blotted out in that book of records that's kept over there. All my sins are behind me and are forgiven for all eternity. It ought to make a church want to rejoice on a Sunday morning to know that every transgression you have, God put it away from. In fact, the scripture says the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, God has forgiven and forgotten for all eternity. It made us spotless. It makes us blameless, with no history whatsoever. I know I'm in a Baptist church, but some of y'all be ready to lose your wig. It makes us aware there's no history whatsoever of sin in our life, because they sing that song, "One Drop He Shed Just for Me, Sister Mary." And can I put this in? The human body does not hold enough blood for Jesus to have shed one drop for everyone that's been born again. I know it's just a song, but I want to set the record straight. When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, He, in the spiritual realm, was taking his body, his blood was taken before God, and God says, I receive it as justification for all of mankind. Never again will a lamb have to be slaughtered for the carrying over of sin. Jesus shed his blood, and the Bible says that when God saw it, he was pleased with it, and he accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as an atonement, not just for past generation and their sins, but even today, my generation and your generation, and if time goes on, all future generations that call upon the name of Jesus Christ, the blood shall blot out their sins in the house of the Lord. We ought to be thankful that we're not the old person, but we're a brand new person in Jesus Christ. You see, he has cleansed us from all sin and guilt. The Bridges Quartet used to sing a song that said, I'm not a sinner anymore. I've been washed in the blood. Thank God the old man died. And I got to interject this today. God did not save your flesh. He did not save your mind. He saved your soul. The mind and the body still does some of the old man things. Can I get a witness? We have thoughts that we ought not have. We have actions that we ought not do. And we say some things that we ought not say. And still some Christians today say they've been born again, go to some of the same old places they used to go. And they partake in the same old habits. Can I preach? And I know I'm in a Baptist church this morning. When God saves you and that old man has been buried, don't dig him back up. Amen. Don't dig him back up. I've known of people that were saved and had to go home and empty the refrigerator of the devil's juice. But you know what? They never return back to it. Amen. It's not right that a new man ought to be doing the old man things. I won't get much on that, but that's all right. You see, John said it like this in the first chapter and 12th verse. As many that received Jesus, he gave to them the power to become the sons, the children of God. The old man could never claim that. You know what my highest accolade in life is? Is that when I was 11 years old, I went to an altar and received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. At my funeral, they try to put some of your accomplishments in the obituary. Brother Emerson, I don't care if nobody says anything else about what we did while we're here, except for this one thing. Tell them that I once was lost, but now I am found by the grace of God. That I know that I was saved as a young man. And though I've never been perfect, God has always been with us, watched over us, and blessed us today. You see, in all of your accomplishments, make sure you get Jesus Christ in your life. And then the Bible also tells us because this new man gets to go somewhere the old man couldn't. The new man, the Bible teaches us in Philippians, the 3rd chapter. One day, the new man gets to go to heaven when this life down here comes to an end. The old man could never walk upon those streets of gold. The old man, the only thing he had to look forward to was living every day here as best as he could, because this is the best as it's going to get. But I've got a home on the other side of the river that the new man got. Do you know that God gave us so much when he saved us that we don't even know about sometimes? He gave us so much. The old man could never say, I get to go to heaven. He would just have to say, I better enjoy life while I can, because this is as good as it's going to get. And we got a new title. We are no longer called the children of the world, but we are called the children of God. Amen. Amen. Look at my brothers and sisters today, would you? Take a look around. Some of you, your necks will bend and twist. There we go. You know what you just looked at? You looked at my brother or my sister. And somewhere in glory, by the grace of God, we will see one another again over there. We will see each other. People say, why would I want to become a new person? Why would I want to trust this reconciliation that only Jesus can do in my life? And the answers are very simple. In Romans, the 3rd chapter and the 23rd verse, it tells us, first of all, the reason why we ought to want this new man in our life is because it gives us a brand new beginning. A brand new beginning. All things are passed away. Everything from that day in the rear is behind us. How many of you are thankful on a Sunday morning? All your sins is behind you. Amen. Everything, every transgression is behind us. And the Bible says that when we become this new man, that Jesus puts our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Some of you didn't hear me. Y'all ain't always been that good. I'm just preaching my heart. He puts them all behind us. And a new beginning. Even if you had not committed one of the what the world would say gross sins, you still was a sinner. Rachel this morning, bless her heart, studying, and she said that she could not have lived back under the law. She could not have kept all those ifs and ands and buts of the law. She didn't say it like that, but you know what I'm saying. It had so many stipulations that you had to adhere to. But how many of you know that even us, how many of you got saved when you was young? Raise your hands in the house of God. We may not have been drunkards. We may not have been those that used drugs and pharmaceuticals and been out and committed some of those heinous sins, as the world would say. But yet we was just as lost as the vilest of sinner, because we was guilty before God. But thank the Lord, when the old man died, the new man came along, and a brand new beginning in the eyes of God. The Bible also teaches us in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter and the 13th verse, that when this new man came along, a new relationship came along. Do you know, before, we were enemies to God. You say, I never spoke bad against God. If you was lost, you was an enemy to God. But when the salvation came, and the new man, through reconciliation, he says in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter and the 13th verse, that those of us that were far away were drawn nigh unto the blood by Jesus Christ. A new relationship that's there. I now can cry, Abba, Father. And God knows who I'm talking to. Oh, when I say, He is my Lord, He knows who I'm talking about. When I say He's my shepherd, God knows my voice. This new relationship came in. See, before, and I know that this is very controversial in many churches today. Before, I could not even talk to God. The only prayer that a sinner can pray is, Lord, save me. But now, Tara, I can be out in the tobacco patch. I can be in a cornfield. I can be in the car, or I can be at work, Brother Wayne. And I can say, Lord, and he knows my voice. That relationship is there. I am his child, and he is my father. If you've been born again, you have that same relationship with God. People say, will you pray for me? And certainly we do pray one for another. But did you know you have the same authority as I do to walk right into the midst of the throne room? Go into the throne room and say, Lord, it's me again. Maybe I just come to thank you. Maybe I come because I got a prayer. I got a problem that needs an answer. And it's good to have brothers and sisters to pray for you. Don't get me wrong in this message this morning. But because of this new beginnings and this new relationship, you have the same access as any other born again child of God. People would say, but get the preacher to pray. Preacher has no more power than you have. Did anybody hear me? The preacher, the deacons have no more favor with God than what you have. In fact, and I, men, don't get mad at me. It's close to Father's Day, but don't get mad at me. If I've got a problem, you know what? I want the women of the church to be praying for me. And you say, why would you say that? Because they won't forget about it tomorrow. Oh, you know it's true, men. Say amen in the house of the Lord. They'll get up in the morning frying the eggs. Lord, touch our pastor. They'll be fixing lunch or fixing supper, and they'll say, Lord, touch our pastor. Touch that loved one that needs healing today. Men, will, when we see you on Sunday, we'll say, oh, yeah, I've been praying for you. I prayed for you Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Women, not true. Am I preaching the truth? Men just don't have that to retain all the many needs that there are in the house of God. Somebody will ask me about someone that's not been here, and I'll say, I meant to call them the other day. Anybody else like that? I meant to call them the other day. But I'm thankful that there's some men and women that no matter where they're at, they're saying, Lord, you know the need. Send the answer. The other part about being this new creature today is that we have a new identity. Oh, somebody help me this morning. Listen what 1 Peter second chapter said. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. A new identity. I got to go get a new driver's license because I'm a new person. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. How many of you got a new identity? I'm not the person I used to be. I'm a brand new creature in Jesus Christ. And I got to hurry this morning, but over in Philippians, the third chapter says like this, that we got a new destiny. I'm not hellbound anymore. How many of you know you got a new destiny in the house of the Lord? And I go even further. How many of you excited that you get to go when this life shall come to an end? And we got a new position. A brand new position. Because we're not lost anymore. God saved us and he put us in the house of the Lord to work for him as his children. Evan said something to me the other Sunday. Evan, they just joined the church and he said, put me to work. This morning as we were singing some songs, I saw him sitting back there and I saw the guitar sitting over there and I pointed at him and you know, by pointing and doing this, I was asking him to come and play. I think today when you are in a church, you've got a position in the church and you ought to try to do your best to fill that position and do your work for Jesus Christ, because it might be just what you do that leads others to come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Amen. And it also gives you the devil less time to entertain your mind. A couple more and I'll close. In the book of Acts, the first chapter and the 8th verse, when we have this new birth, the old man's passed away and this new man is here, we've got new power. New power. Let me turn over there and read this for you. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. How many Holy Ghost filled people do I have in the house of the Lord? And you shall be witnesses both unto me, both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. We got something, we got power now like we never had power before. I have never prayed fire down from heaven. Is anybody else in the house of the Lord? But I have prayed prayers and seen God answer. Let me just dwell for a minute. How many of you know you've prayed prayers that God heard and He has answered them for you? You know what? We about ought to have a shouting spell, knowing that we have the power. That we could say to the mountain in front of us, be thou removed, and it shall be moved. You say, Roger, you're talking about a little mountain? I've never moved a little mountain. But how many of us today know that there have been mountains that Satan put in our way? That all we had to do was cry out to Jesus for the help. Not in my name, not in the church's name, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get out of my way. And God has moved those mountains to where they're no longer a hindrance in our life. And as Shannon Robb gets a song this morning, not only did we get new power, but we got a new purpose. A new purpose. Jesus told them in the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter and the 9th verse, to go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That we've got something today to take to the world and tell the world, you may be lost now, but God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, can save you. We've got a new purpose. I asked you earlier, how many of you have been inviting folks to the homecoming and to our church services? You know, our purpose is to go out into this sin-filled world and compel them that are lost to come in. Because how many of us know you got something special at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church? Would you raise your hands in the house of the Lord? How many of you got loved ones you'd love to see get what you've got? See that old man die and then become a new creature. I can't think of, I was thinking about this yesterday for some reason or another, and I'll share it with you and we'll sing. I don't understand how moms and dads raised in church get out and don't care about the future of their children. I'm just bearing my heart to you. Folks, we worry about their education. We worry about their careers. We worry about their houses and their ability to provide. But yet you know all those things are important, but none of them is important as them coming to know Jesus Christ as their own Lord and Savior, becoming that new creature, so that when we come to the end of this life, we all can leave a promise. If I never see you again on this side of the river, there's another meeting place on the other side, and I'll be there with a glorified body like unto God Himself. And what a pleasure and joy it is to rejoice in knowing that your family and your friends are going to be there as well. The sinner brags, if I go to hell, I'm just going to one big party. Wrong. If I go to hell, I'm just going with all my friends. Wrong. The rich man didn't have one friend down there. In fact, he told Abraham, just send Lazarus back to warn my 5 brothers not to come here. Don't come here. You know what Lazarus, with the beggar, was saying in heaven? Tell him to come on. It's good up here. He couldn't say that, Ray, but you know what I'm saying? If he could have communed with the rich man, he would have said, your destiny and mine is completely opposite. You're in torments. I'm resting under the altar of God, waiting for that great day when I shall come forth. This new man is going to sing like he's never sung before. Amen. We're going to rejoice like we've never rejoiced. We're going to worship like we've never worshiped. Some of y'all down here, you try to hold your composure. I've come to a point in my life, God, if you just want me to stand there and cry, I'll stand there and cry. Yeah, you want me to try a song and I mess up, I'll try that song and I'll mess up. You know why? Because he gets the glory and honor out of it, not me. You want me to try to get a lost person saved? Give me a word to share unto them that they might also receive you as their Lord and their Savior. While we stand this morning, I ask you, if you're still the old man, you can become a new creature in Jesus Christ. A new creature. Anybody in the house this morning? You don't like who you are, where you're at. You want to change, but you can't change. God can change you. God can change you. How about it this morning? How about it, your heart? While they pause for a minute, can I interject one more thought? Some of us today, by the help of God, need help to crucify that old man that still appears, that ugly head every once in a while in our life. Christians that go right back to the hog pen where God brought them out. Shame on us this morning. Christians that still meddle in the things that God said to leave alone. Don't touch. We ought to be ashamed. Yes, I have failed him. Yes, I have let him down. And if anybody in the house says that you have not, Scripture says, you're a liar. If we say we have no sin, we make him a lie. And God does not lie. You say, what can I do to get better? Bring that old carnal flesh and mind and ask God to help you to put it away from you. I mean, and I'll just be open with you this morning. There's thoughts Satan brings to my mind that I have to say, Satan, leave me alone. Anybody else? I have to say, leave me alone. I'm not that person. I'm not that person. And he'll bring things that it's socially acceptable. So why can't we as God's people? Well, there's a lot of things that's legal that's not right. And there's a lot of things that people do, my neighbors do, your neighbors do, that's not right for a body of Christ to partake in. Amen? And sometimes you've heard me say this, neighbors having a get-together, a celebration, a party, and I'll look at Becky and say, we didn't even get invited. Get your feelings hurt. And then after a while, it's like, well, thank you, Lord. They know I'm a teetotaler? I don't know all this new proper stuff. All I know is I once was lost, but now I'm saved. And I ask you this morning while we sing more and more verse. Folks, it's not... Don't let the devil beat you up and say it's embarrassing to go and confess that you've failed God. We've all failed God. In fact, really, every one of us ought to be on the altar. asking God for forgiveness. You say, you're awfully harsh on a Sunday morning. You ought to see it on Sunday night. Just joking. While we sing one last verse, follow your heart today. If you let God down, you ought to bring it to Him and ask for help. Ask for help. Of one dark blood. Yes. Yes. Follow your heart today. Amen. The next time Satan comes against you, just remind him, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. I'm not what I used to be. And I know I still have room for improvement, but God is still working on me. And He's helping me today. God bless you. I hope you've enjoyed being in the house of the Lord. Next time y'all's in this neck of the woods, stop in and be with us. Good to have you today. And the rest of you, I'll be looking for y'all here tonight to be with us in service again, that we might magnify His name and people will get right with the Lord. God bless you. Have a great day. Get you a good lunch. Get you a nap if you need it. That's your discretion. And come back tonight to worship the Lord.